focusing yourself to use everything that's happening around you to move you into a new reality, then you will build that reality. The one, ideally, where the airs are clean, and the waters are pristine, and all peoples are living in harmony on earth. There you have it. Ho. Good vision. Ho, ho. Yes. Ho. Ho, let's hear a little ho-ho. Good. Put that out there. Those harmonicas really help to put out some healing. So with all that said, let's move on to dialogue discussions. We know that things are changing in the world, but we'll let you bring up what you see, and then we'll throw in some of our comments over the evening. And Camila, is that
Camila.
Correct? Camila,
yes.
Welcome.
Thank you.
We have a visiting student here, and it's always good to have a guest, and you know the rules are. Guests, especially of tape land or mystery land stature, are encouraged to participate. Everyone is encouraged to participate. Mm-hmm. So let's go for it.
Well, this is Camila.
Yes, all right. Yeah. Go for it. You wanted to ask the first question?
Yeah, I have a comment to make.
All right.
About bending time.
Bending time.
Yes. And it works. I've actually been in situations where I was running late for work. And I live in Annapolis, which is about 30, 35 miles from D.C., and I would have to drive into D.C., get on a train, and then catch a train to my, and then walk to the job. I have done all that in less than an hour. I mean,
And what's the normal time?
Well, to drive 35 miles, driving to the city.
Could take an hour.
Yes, but what I'm doing everything in an hour. In other words, and under an hour, I'm doing all that and making it to the job on time.
Okay.
Driving 35 miles, parking the car, getting on a train, taking the train to the job, getting out of the train, and walking to the job in less than an hour. You know, that's a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, it normally would take much longer.
That's what I was asking.
It would take much longer.
Everyone here is a bit more of a country bumpkin.
Oh, okay. I
misunderstand. Even though Raleigh is
in a city, that's you're doing pretty good.
And listen well to her, because you know they are going to put the transit train into the Research Triangle area, and Research Triangle is going to become a huge, huge metropolis one day. Sorry to say, it will branch out to Orange County. It will fill in between here and Pittsburgh. Eventually, will appear to be, let's say, one large city, and even beyond, all the way to Charlotte. It is not going to be so much different than the, let's say, tracks of development that are set up along the Northeast Corridor. You are wondering, you are thinking, well, these new probabilities, well, what does the future hold? The future holds many, many, many versions. And as she is describing her version to you, right now it is not something you relate to in the Raleigh area, which there's a probable future that gets that busy. Coastal regions along the northeastern corridor of the U.S. Will be under stress over the years. Perhaps not immediately. People such as you here in class tend to think in terms of 2012 and the nanosecond, but life will continue beyond the nanosecond. And all the people that are here, let's say you are, from our opinion, you are about reaching peak population on the planet, but what's going to happen to all those that are still here and growing up, and the stress on the food crisis world, supply of food within the world, and the crisis for food and fuel, etc., etc. So places are being designed to move the people on the surface. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of those corridors. So what is country to you now may not be country in the future. Do you understand?
Can I make one more comment?
Certainement.
On my way here, leaving D.C., and I'm not exaggerating,